Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joe Patrick covers the Braves for us, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Joe.
Morning, guys.
So, Joe, how you doing? Anything's changed since the last time we talked to you?
Things are creeping along, you know. It seems like things happen every day, but then when you look back over a course of a week, it's like, how much have we actually progressed? Because we're not really seeing a lot of official proposals being given back and forth from the players and the Major League Baseball owners. There was, of course, last week, the owners handed over or made public a 67-page safety document that was excessive, maybe is the word you want to use. I mean, you got to give them credit. They covered all their bases, and I know that that's something that a lot of players, especially Sean Doolittle from the Nationals, was very cautious of, because I guess he has family members that are at risk, are an at-risk group. So, I mean, and Major League Baseball has really covered all the bases there, but it will be interesting to see, because this is always going to come down to money, right? We all know that this thing is going to be made or broken by the financials. And so I would expect to hear some news this week. From everything we know, MLB has not actually officially extended an offer other than what's been kind of rumored out in the open about what's been said, but there's not been a written proposal that's changed hands. So it will be interesting to see when that happens, because they only have a couple weeks here.
I'm curious, Joe, do you think that Major League Baseball is trying their best to try to win this thing through the court of public opinion, and that's why they're kind of leaking all of this stuff that's coming out about what the players are saying and this, that, and the third?
Yeah, I definitely do think that the owners are trying to take advantage of the media. They're trying to play it to their advantage. And if you looked last week, I mean, it was kind of like a full court press in terms of the amount of media they were doing, whether it was separate stories to being leaked to USA Today or The Athletic. And then I think those two things happened on one day. And then later that night, Rob Manfred, the commissioner, was on Anderson Cooper on CNN talking about the dire straits that MLB would be in if they were to not play a season. So I think that they've really kind of applied the pressure. I actually am heartened by the fact that the players have not really kind of come back and tried to make their aggressive push through the media as well. They've done some things, and Tony Clark came out initially after the proposed revenue share was leaked, and he kind of made some comments to saying it was a non-starter and it's a salary cap, but there hasn't really been a ton since then. Maybe other than your stray Blake Snell's, who are ranting on Twitch and things like that. But I'm actually heartened by the way that the players union has gone about their business here.
We're talking with Joe Patrick. He covers the Braves for us. I read a story, Joe, said that Major League Baseball currently is losing $75 million a day. And so, most fans' eyes, including mine, gloss over. I want the owners and players to hear me clearly. I don't give a rat's rear end how you do this. Just make it happen. I mean, I just don't care. I mean, don't give me the details. Just, go play. You guys figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, shame on you.
That's where I am, too. It's interesting. You hear, because it's so often framed in this millionaires versus billionaires way, it seems like there are people who are like, you are hoping that one side comes out as the victor over the other. It does not really matter, in my opinion, like where they end up falling, who is getting the quote-unquote better end of the deal or whatever. I just want him to play some baseball. And I do think that when we're looking at a potential return to play, I think that that's something that gives you a little bit of optimism they can get a deal done. Because if they don't get a deal done, they are both losing the maximum amount of money they could possibly lose. So they both are on that kind of same platform. It's like they're standing on a plank together over, you know, the side of a ship or something. And, you know, they need each other, right? So they can't kind of be super adversarial against one another. But on the same time, you know, they're obviously fighting for their rights. And it's all made so much more complicated by the fact that you've got the end of the CBA that's set to expire after next season. So I think that that's what a lot of this debate is going to be between these two sides, is kind of setting up for what those negotiations are going to be like coming down the pipe. And I think that it would be very difficult for them to play. Let's say worst case scenario, they don't come to an agreement, right? It falls out, there's no baseball. I think it would be very hard for them to play next season if they're still hassling over money and they've got this CBA that's expiring at the end of the season. I mean, I think that that's really kind of coloring in a lot of the negotiation that's happening in the near term.
Talking to Joe Patrick here. Joe, you mentioned he covers the Braves for us, our insider. The 67-page thing that was a little bit over the top. All right, you want to get rid of spitting in baseball, that's fine. I mean, it's been part of the game. A lot of people find it offensive and kind of gross anyway, and especially in this day and age. No showers after the game for players, really?
And not only that, John, wear your gear to the ballpark.
Yeah, I know. It's like Little League, right? It's like just show up ready to play. Can you imagine like going to the gas station, you see like some baseball player like filling up his tank and his uniform and stuff.
Joe couldn't do any of that because the you would probably get harassed at the gas station. Yo, Freddie Freeman, what are you doing? What's going on?
Right, yeah. It's probably illegal. There's probably some note in that 67-page thing saying that you can't stop for gas and put your hands on a gas pump. But yeah, I mean, it's wild what they're trying to. I think to me it just shows how deeply they're thinking about every aspect of the game. I don't think they're going to be able to enforce a lot of this stuff, and I think that from Major League Baseball's perspective, they at least just want to put it on the players. Like if there are going to be rules broken, if somebody's going to spit, you know, let that be at their own risk. But the owners don't want to make sure that they're kind of thinking about all these things to try to create as safe an environment as possible, because that's been one of the big things from the players, is like, hey, we're the ones who are out there taking the risk, so we need to be paid accordingly. And I think the owners are trying to get out ahead of this and saying, look, we are going to put you in the least risky situation that is possible. And I think when you look at these guidelines, I mean, it's hard to say that a baseball environment, if all these things are being held to, that's a more risky situation than, say, like going to the grocery store and picking up a loaf of bread or something for the layperson. So I think that, you know, the MLB has done a good job here, but I think that it's actually a tactic for them to try to get a better end of the deal financially.
We're talking to Joe Patrick. Here's our Braves insider. I can't wait. I mean, we have, you know, three conversations, right? You have the coronavirus and all the protocols. That's one conversation. And how that starts the season and when we get to practice. Another conversation, of course, is this ongoing labor dispute between the players and the owners. I can't wait till we can get to the third conversation, frankly, where we can debate whether or not, you know, Adam Duvall or Bryce Ball is better suited to be the DH.
Yeah, and whether or not Bartolo Colon is going to come back at 46 and play in the majors. That's another good conversation.
That's another one.
Well, it'd be a shame if that happened, that he wouldn't be able to hit with the DH. You know, we were talking about this. I recorded an episode of Batter Up with Caleb Johnson and Willie P yesterday, that if anybody can go and download Talking Braves and Major League Baseball stuff, download it on iTunes or on radio.com app. But what we were saying was that, you know, a lot of this conversation on the diamond has been focused because of the new DH rule around this, the Austin Riley, Johan Camargo situation, how it kind of honestly falls in the Braves' lap here. I think also you got to look at the starting pitching. I mean, that was conversation 1B we were having during spring training, when you've got kind of your top three with Mike Soroka, Max Fried, Mike Fultonevich, but then you've got Felix Hernandez, Sean Newcomb, and Kyle Wright that were all performing really, really well in spring training. And it's going to be interesting. One, do those three pitchers come back in the same kind of form that they were in March or in February? And secondly, do they actually, would Brian Snicker use a six-man rotation, or would he potentially use, have carry two or maybe even three long relievers, because the rosters are going to be expanded, and you would think that the pitchers are just not going to be able to pitch as deep in games. They may need some more rest between starts because of just the slow build-up time for these guys and to get their arms ready. So it will be interesting to see how some of these names get used by Brian Snicker.
And what happens with Cole Hamels?
Right, yeah, Cole Hamels, exactly. I would assume he'll be ready to play, obviously, after his injury, but we haven't really heard anything. The injury at the time was didn't really have a firm timetable on it, and, the guys haven't been playing, so we don't even know the status of them.
Yeah, but at least we can start talking about baseball again. That'll be a nice thing, and this is why I hope the players and owners really understand that the fans out there really, truly don't care. And so, I can't imagine a fan caring. You guys figure this out. Sit in a room, lock yourselves in a room for 24 hours if you have to, and figure this thing out. Because if you don't, you're gonna pay a price for it. Because we are so desperate for real sports here that if you don't come back, then we're gonna go somewhere else, and you're gonna lose quite a bit of your audience.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the financial deal that these two sides need to make, I'm pretty confident that both sides understand the opportunity cost that comes with not doing a deal. That opportunity cost probably isn't represented in a spreadsheet based on the revenue share or whatever, however you want to break the money down. But there is definitely a cost that will affect both the owners and the players going forward from this season, I think, in my opinion, if they're not able to strike a deal right now.
Joe, I appreciate it. Batter Up podcast available on iTunes. Do appreciate your jumping into the program here, and let's stay in touch and see what we get here. And always welcome when we do finally get a deal and we get some guidance going forward. Thanks, Joe.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.